We got a few area homecomings coming up tonight, including in Northwood, Kensett. They're celebrating homecoming. We'll talk about their game against North Iowa coming up in just a moment. But we got to recap their game last week against West Bend Mallard with the head coach of Northwood, Kensett, Trevor Hunt, and a coach. A good evening. Thank you so much for the time, or I should say good afternoon.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, Trevor, let's talk about the game last week, and we talked about this on our interview last Friday. West Bend Mallard, a very good team. They win 57-6. They were up 42-0 at halftime. Just talk about some of the things that West Bend Mallard did so well, especially in that first half.
They're just a really physical team, and they took advantage of our miscues right away. We had a over 20-yard pass on our first play of the game, and we followed it up with an interception that they took back for a touchdown. And when you start off that quick down 7-0 right from the get-go, that kind of sets a tone right away. And the drive after that, we had another turnover that they then turned into short field yardage on everything. And they're just a team that we knew was going to be physical. They use a lot of pulling guard misdirection stuff, and have both a quarterback and a running back that are really good runners. And when they had longer field drives, we were doing a lot better on slowing them down, making them work for things. We were able to recover a fumble later on in the game, but when you have those miscues beforehand of a couple of interceptions and a bad snap that they turned each one of those into touchdowns, it's tough to come back from.
Now, Trevor, looking at your rushing stats, West Bend Mallard, 309 yards on the ground, your team with 44 yards. I'm assuming that they were able to win the battle in the trenches.
Yeah, and that was a thing that we talked about with all the guys when we had our film session and everything afterwards, and as we move on to doing stuff for this week, is firing off the ball, and when you're doing that as a blocker, also staying low. There were a couple of plays that we could show them clear as day, because we talk about how the film isn't going to be a thing that lies. It shows exactly what's going on. And there was two plays in particular that stood out of, if one guy on the backside would have made his block, we would have scored on the touchdown, or we would have scored on the play, because everybody else was taken care of, but that one guy wasn't, and he's the one that made the tackle. And we had another play where it was the same thing. One guy didn't get onto his block and stay on it, and that was the guy that made the tackle. Everybody else was accounted for. And, it's just those different fundamental things that we have to keep track of and are always doing, because you never know when a play is going on. It's not very often, even for the extremely good teams, it's not very often that a play goes 100% as planned, and you got to always assume that the play is never over and that your guy can do anything at any time to make a play, and just got to stay after it.
Trevor Hunt, head coach again of Northwood, Kensett, 57-6, the final against West Bend Mallard. And before we turn the page here, Trevor, talk about the lone touchdown. How'd you guys score there in the fourth?
So we had a really good throw and catch from our two sophomores. We had Colby Eskelton in at quarterback, and he got the start on Friday. Just, we felt it gave us a little bit different of a look and kind of allowed us to use Monte's skills a little bit differently too, as being a slot receiver and getting him the ball more in space. And the touchdown pass went to Cooper Juulseth, who, like I said, another sophomore. He's our leading receiver currently. Just good read on a little bit of an out route, beat the corner to the sideline, was able to get the score in that way.
Now, Trevor, let's talk about the homecoming matchup coming up tonight against North Iowa. And first of all, how is homecoming week gone? I know you're a first-year head coach there in Northwood, Kensett, and every time you bring up homecoming, you hear coaches talk about distractions, and there's a lot of things going on at school. How has the homecoming week been for you and your team?
Well, it kind of got off to a weird start with Monday night. We were supposed to have a JV game with North Iowa, but those storms rolled through and ended up not happening. And that, also made it that the ones that weren't playing in the JV game kind of messed with our practice a little bit because of not being able to be outside because of thunder and lightning. And, you know, it's tough. Like, even with us having the new Viking Activity Center and a lot more room to be able to work in there, it's still not quite the same thing when you're on a gym floor and going through stuff offensively. So kind of got off to a little bit of a weird start there. And then with how hot it was on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as the focus and everything on practice, it was a thing we talked about right away after the game last Friday of, you know, there's all these things going on and have fun and enjoy it and everything. But, you know, between basically 3:30 and 6 when we're out there for practice and everything, we got to make sure that we're focused and sharp on stuff. And I feel like, you know, there's a couple of guys where maybe the heat was kind of used as a thing on Tuesday, but for the most part, we responded really well on that day too. And we've been having a good week of practice and we've been shoring up some things and, you know, feel like that it's a good matchup for us. For our homecoming game and just pounding everything at home for what we need to do offensively, defensively. And I feel like the guys have responded pretty well during practice.
Trevor Hunt, head coach of Northwood Kensett on a Football Friday here on Kate Radio. And let's talk about the homecoming game tonight. North Iowa 0-4, your team 1-3. I'm just looking at some numbers, Trevor, and on paper, at least number-wise, it looks like a pretty even matchup.
Yeah, definitely. And North Iowa, I don't know if they have a couple of injury things going on or what it is, but when you're watching their film from last week, they have a smaller roster anyway. They have 21 guys listed on their roster, but last week they only had 15 dressed. The other ones were in jerseys and blue jeans on the sidelines. And, you know, when you have 15 that you're able to play with and a good majority of those ones that were standing on the sideline are freshmen, it's a tough thing to go for. So they've been, you know, most games only able to play about 9-10 deep is all, maybe sometimes 11. And but they're a team that's going to be physical, and it showed with the exception of last week and every single game this year. At the end of the first quarter, they've either been ahead or tied. And in another game, they were ahead at halftime before the wheels kind of fell off for them in the second half. And so it's just a matter of, we got to make sure that we're ready to go right away, because they've shown in every game this year that they're ready to go at the beginning of games. And, you know, they're in the time of trying to just put a full game together, put everything together, because they showed that they've been capable against some really good opponents to begin the game. And then they haven't been able to keep that momentum going. So we got to be ready for getting their best effort, and a team that, you know, they're currently on a 3-game winning streak against us in the series, and they're looking for their first win, and they'll be coming out ready to go. So we got to make sure that we're ready to go as well, because they're definitely a capable team.
Well, end that streak against North Iowa tonight. It's homecoming. It's going to be a festive atmosphere in Northwood. Again, 7 o'clock start tonight. Northwood Kensett again, 1-3. North Iowa, like Trevor mentioned, 0-4. Coach, like always, again, Trevor Hunt, the head coach of Northwood Kensett, with our weekly conversation. Trevor, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tonight. Enjoy homecoming, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thank you very much.